At the 2012 Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit, I am visiting with our chairman, Chris Ashworth. And Chris, it's great to be back here again this year. I know it's your final year as president, I think, as chairman, as I understand. So congrats on your service here. And also I learned, I didn't know it, but the organization celebrating 25 years.
Yes, sir, Chuck. We're really excited this year to be celebrating our 25th year here in D.C. We initially started with the American Feed Industry Association, bringing a group of people together to help advocate for agriculture. That's what we do today as well. We advocate for all the species groups, whether it be veal, beef cattle, dairy cattle, hogs, chickens, ducks, and aquaculture. And all of that comes together in providing safe, affordable, and abundant food for not only America, but, you know, currently today, Chuck, we're exporting somewhere between 15 and 17% of our product in the U.S., helping to feed other parts of the world who may have issues and why they can't feed themselves, whether it be disease, famine, or war.
So at 25 years, how would you describe the organization and anything in terms of at least short-term out on in your mission and vision and planned activities?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that we've had some very large wins across the United States this year with legislation at the state legislative level, and specifically with the number of bills that have passed that support animal agriculture. In particular, I think the one that is most specific that I think of immediately is the bill that was passed in Iowa, where Representative Sweeney was successful in getting a bill passed in the House and the Senate there that protect farm families against undercover video operations in which employees were videotaping negative messages, and actually many times these were messages that were actually pre-planned and set up to specifically make animal agriculture look bad. And so one of the things is having that bill pass. It's also moved and passed in Utah and a number of other states. At one time, I think there's 22 states looking at that bill, and we've been very active and involved in encouraging state legislators to be involved in that process and to look at protecting their own state farm families.
Well, it's very important work on behalf of the industry. Looking at this year's stakeholder summit here, just some of your thoughts. We're near the end in terms of our attendees here and the program and some of the speakers you've heard.
So I think, you know, we've had an excellent summit. We've had an all-time record attendance. I think the other thing that's really been to the forefront this year is the use of social media and its importance, and not only in reaching to the 20 and 30-year-old, but also reaching the 40 to 60-year-old Americans as well, with the positive attributes that occur in animal agriculture, whether it be the nutritional aspect of the foods and the products that we provide, and the care that our farmers and ranchers give our animals every day so that they do have a good life and are slaughtered in a humane manner.
Well, your staff is doing a great job managing social media on a much greater level this year than last year. I'm trying to do my best to keep up with them and help contribute to that if I can. So it's just a great opportunity to be with you here again and see how the Animal Ag Alliance is doing. Thank you very much, Chris Ashworth. Here at the Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.